I think that the way that you view Churchill is a huge reflection of yourself and your own interests and what you want to find. And Churchill's doctor had a very clear point of view, and it influenced what he saw when he was writing about Churchill and evaluating Churchill. And I think that that's one of the problems that I saw in the biographies, is that people often see the Churchill that they're looking for, and they overlook the things that don't comport with what they expect to find. And so there are inaccuracies, or sometimes they're not inaccuracies per se because they're factually accurate, but they present a false portrait of Churchill because they're overbalanced in one way or another, which is why you sort of have to read many biographies of Churchill before you can form your own view of how you evaluate him. I wrote this book thinking there are all these enormous long biographies of Churchill, and I wanted to write a short biography of Churchill that would be for people who weren't ready for a 4-volume biography, but they just wanted to know something about him. And I thought that this would be a way to draw them into the story and show the most interesting parts and the most controversial parts, and help people understand him that way. But in fact, what happened was that the people who responded to my book the most were the ones who read every Churchill biography and knew all these facts and had formed their own opinion, but that were delighted by seeing them played with and highlighted in ways that they hadn't expected, or seeing things that they people would say to me, "Oh, I always wondered why nobody ever talked about the fact that, he was so racist," or they felt like certain things hadn't been highlighted properly. But I think the moment that I was most gratified is I gave a talk and somebody came up to me at the end and they said, "I cried on the last page of your biography of Churchill." And I thought, wow, well, that's what I wanted to achieve, was just the sense of just the immensity, the grandeur of the story of Churchill. And so that was my favorite reaction that I got.